Gemara says on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom that Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Li Yisuk Yura told me, Ki Avina Bar Meyusan, when we were Goyim, we used to say, Amina and Yudai Lament Natri Shabsa. The Yidin don't keep Shabbos. Dima Natri Shabsa, because if they do keep Shabbos, Kamakisi, Kamishtaka Bashuka. We should find so many wallets in the Shuk on Shabbos, because Yidin are not allowed to pick it up. So if we don't find them, it must be that Yidin are being Michal Shabbos, and they're taking these Kisim, even though they shouldn't do it. But Yadana, this really can't Ritzel, Tamar Ritzel, I might say Kis B'Shabbos, Malicha Pachas, Pachas, Midal Ramas. But they don't know that we hold like Ritzel, that you're allowed to be Malich Pachas, Pachas, Midal Ramas. And that's why you don't find all these Kisim on Shabbos. Now, the Pashas of Gemara's Mashma, that if a person finds a Kis on Shabbos, this Heta of Malicha Pachas, Pachas, Midal Ramas would apply. The problem is, the Rishonim are bothered, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Kufin and Gimel, it's Masha that's dafka by Misha Hichshach. If you were walking on the road and you have your own kiss with you, then you might have this hatter. But stam by Meitzah, if you find him at Tzion Shabbos, this hatter would not apply. The Gemara bears Mashma that would apply. The Rambam does paskin that applies even by Meitzah, and the Achanim want to say that maybe this is the mucker for the Rambam. But the Gemara and Shabbos is not Mashma like that. And because of that, some Rishonim, some Achanim want to take out these words, HaMeitzah, and say that it's not really talking about a Meitzah, it's talking about someone who had his kiss. Some regards Hamaitzi instead of Hamaitzei, one who takes out, but not about his not talking about Maitzei. And in the Haggai Svetzinim over here from the Izvahana, they bring down that from the Achanim want to say, even if it says Hamaitzei, but there's a Kabbalah that really means Hamaitzei, not Hamaitzei. So if Davar, it's not so clear what the gear says over here. There's a big mavucha about it, whether it applies to Maitzei or not. And it's an interesting thing. They have so many different Purushim over here. It's not clear what the gear says, and even if we know the gear, so what the Purush is, why did that happen over here? Why is there such confusion about this Meimer der Rav Yitzchak, what it's talking about exactly? And I was thinking, maybe the Pshat could be, because the Gemara over there says in Shabbos and Daf Kufn and Gimel, Legabe this Heter being Meilich Pachas Pachas Yidal Amis, the Gemara says on Kufn and Gimel Beis, it says, Oida Cheres Ha'isa V'lo Rasu Chachamim L'Galaisa. And there's another Eitzah, and the Chacham didn't want to be Megalit, and what is it? It's this Eitzah, Malicha Pachas Pachas Midal Amis, and Amayla Ratzah Chacham L'Galaisa, why didn't they want to be Megalit? Mishim Kvadi Lekim Haster Dabar, because sometimes you have to be master dvarim because of the kavod of Hashem. And Rashi says, Mutter lahasid v'tay l'chavod shamayim. And what is the kavod shamayim? Because they're afraid if people knew about it, they're going to come to carry Dal Amas b'shus harabim. So it's mavur that there is a deliberate attempt over here to hide this halacha and to keep it quiet, not to let people know about it, because they're afraid it would get out of hand and people would abuse it a little bit. So they kept it quiet. It was b'tzinos. Even though most of v'tay were given over him, Rabbi Letalman, and it's learned before Hesed b'rabim, this specific halacha was kept hidden. Because it was kept hidden, it didn't have that same Rebbe Atar as other halakim of Tyre. It could be for that reason there was such confusion about it as to what it means exactly. Is it Maitzah? Is it Maitzi? Is it Dafka Metzia? Is it Dafka B'Yurkis, even by Metzia? Because it was kept at Sinam, and Mela wasn't even clear what exactly the halacha is. And that's why there's such a mevucha about what this did means.